From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 29th, 2013. This weekly podcast brings you the latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today at the DistribuTech Conference in San Diego, California.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Last week, the National Research Council released a report entitled The Future Workforce for Geospatial Intelligence. The task before the committee was to see if the current workforce demands were in line with the available expertise both today and in the future. The results of the committee may be good news for those looking for jobs in GIS. We'll tackle that and more, but first a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine, already the global leader in geospatial technology news, has launched Directions Magazine India, featuring a weekly newsletter and topical webinars specifically about the growth of GIS in India. Point your browser to directionsmag.in today. And Directions will bring its Location Intelligence Conference to Brazil. On June 19th, 2013, LI Brazil will be co-located with the Mundo Geo Connect Conference in Sao Paulo. More information can be found at locationintelligence.net. Thanks, and be sure to tell a friend about Directions.
As a way of some background, the report that came out was, and I'll quote from the report, examine the current availability of U.S. experts in geospatial intelligence disciplines and approaches and the anticipated U.S. availability of this expertise for the next 20 years. The disciplines and approaches to be considered include the NGA's five core areas, that would be the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's five core areas, and promising research areas identified by another report that came out by the National Research Council in May 2010. I think it's instructive just to go over what these five core areas were, because they represent disciplines that are very key to geospatial information.
And some of them, even though they call them emerging, don't seem emerging to me.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. So let's run down them quickly. So the core areas are number one, geodesy and geophysics, number two, photogrammetry, number three, remote sensing, number four, cartographic science, number five, geographic information systems and geospatial analysis. Those that are emerging are titled number one, GeoInt Fusion, two, crowdsourcing, three, human geography, four, visual analytics, and five, forecasting. To tell you, I had a little trouble getting through those five, understanding exactly what they meant and why these were considered emerging. And that's one of the things I think we want to flesh out a little bit. Again, from the report, I quote, the education and labor analysis suggests that the current number of U.S. citizens and permanent residents with education in a core or emerging area is likely on the order of tens for photogrammetry, tens to hundreds for geoinfusion, crowdsourcing, and human geography, hundreds to thousands for remote sensing and forecasting, and thousands in GIS and geospatial analysis. The report says, if substantial on-the-job training is an option for NGA, the current labor pool increases to 200,000 for new graduates, 2.4 million for experienced workers, and if 10-year growth trends continue in the upper bounds estimate, the number of new graduates could reach 312,000. I think that the crux of the report is this, is that there are going to be some gaps in the needs for geospatial technologists. And much of the report was focused on what are the training needs, what are the needed skills, what types of academic courses are available, what types of courses the NGA could report. But the bottom line is there are going to be gaps in all of these skill areas. And the reason I had some trouble with figuring out these emerging areas was I don't know if these are the areas that are going to be needed. I just don't know. I think this is what was surprising to me, is I think that the gaps that they chose might not be the ones they really need. I think there was some real lacking here in understanding that spatial thinking and critical analysis wasn't mentioned outright. They mentioned things like visual analytics. I don't know if I get that. What was surprising to you, Adina? I think there are some good things in this report, and there's some things that just I didn't get.
Well, let's start with those five emerging areas. And I understand why they're called emerging areas, because areas and disciplines and skills take a long time to mature. But all of those things, to me, are now. We're doing geo-infusion now, and we're doing crowdsourcing now, and we're applying human geography to defense and the safety of the planet now. And we're certainly working with new kinds of visual analytics. And when they use the word forecasting, I can only jump to the term predictive analytics.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I would agree.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So those are now. If we're looking into the future, we want to know what's the next thing. And there were brief references to some important skills, one of which was spatial thinking, another of which was ethics.
Right.
Right? And those are two very divergent kinds of things, but what those sort of circle back to for me was a point that was made in the discussion about the different kinds of programs that are available to educate people with these skill sets. What I sort of drew from the conclusions was there's lots of sort of generic-y kinds of programs, and there's lots of sort of short courses and certificates that really nail down on one or the other areas. But what's missing are these interdisciplinary kinds of programs where people really do work across and touch upon all of these different factors and can bring them together in a different kind of fusion, if you'd like, and then apply them to the needs of an organization like the NGA.
Right, right. And I think that is the crux of the matter. It probably took them 100 pages to get to that interdisciplinary approach. And in fact, I'll quote from the report. It says, a common critique of disciplinary science is that it leads practitioners to look inward and create numerous subspecialties in what scholars have called the fragmentation of disciplinarity. Or stovepiping. Countering this tendency is the more recent recognition that scientific breakthroughs often happen at the edges and intersections of disciplines and specialties, and these intersections occur at a range of scales. Multidisciplinary approaches involve people with different skills and knowledge sets working together. And I think that really gets to the heart of the problem, which is there are not enough people working in teams that create this effect at the edges, right? You've got remote sensing folks over here and geodesists over here. And really what you do is you need team building to really get at this interdisciplinary approach that could lead to more of the fusion analysis that I think that NGA is looking for.
Right. And if you track that back to the educational process, right, and you major in geography with a specialty in remote sensing, you can, from the undergraduate level up to the PhD level, drill down in remote sensing, but not have bumped into all those other things, of those other nine topics that we just droned out.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what needs to happen, I think they're suggesting, and this would be my observation too, is we really do need to tweak education, again, from undergraduate all the way up through PhD, and try to break down those silos and really become interdisciplinary and put people into teams. And again, from an educational standpoint, this comes back to this whole idea of project-based learning versus task-based learning. Here's a problem. Which different skills do we need to throw at it to get the best answer? And maybe that means grabbing a colleague who's an expert in visualization, another colleague who's an expert in forecasting, and you're the expert in GIS, and together you come up with a new way of looking at it.
And I think that one of the challenges that NGA is going to have here is that they are being thrust with so many different data types, and they've got people with skill sets in these, again, what they called stovepipes. Obviously, that's what that they are. If you've got a skill in remote sensing, you're over here, and you got a GIS, you're over here. But the data doesn't come to them in that fashion, right? The data comes to them in a multi-int fashion. And I believe that the NGA director, Tish Long, is trying to understand what it means to capture all of this data in a variety of things and match the skill sets that she's got now with what she knows is going to be an incredible volume of new data sets that will be hard to decipher without the correct skill sets.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And it's this other kind of fusion, if you will. It's fusion of skills in addition to fusion of data sets. The other thing that really struck me about this report is that the conclusions seem to be very positive, that in a sense, at the end, I wanted it to say, yes, we can. Because it's we can do this, with careful recruiting and careful work of NGA to describe the skills it needs and the kinds of programs it needs within the universities and other professional organizations. We can, in fact, create all these folks that we're going to need down the road. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very interestingly said, because back a few years ago when the Department of Labor study came out that geospatial was going to be one of the big areas and they threw all this money at it, right? And right. I don't know. Have we gotten our money's worth out of that? I mean, yeah, we have lots of people with GIS certificates, but I hear so much complaining that they don't know what they're doing. So I don't know if we've been successful.
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of people trained in certain specific skills. I think that's what the GIS certificate programs are doing. But the recognition that what we're training them has only a very narrow part of the skill set that's needed. That, as you said, the ability to do geoinfusion is probably not something that's taught. And that will take a change in our educational approach. I'll just read one other part of the report, and it does focus on these emerging skill areas. It says the NGA currently has no science or analyst positions in the emerging areas, although some of the knowledge relevant to human geography is needed for NGA analyst positions in political geography, regional source, and scientific linguistics. Consequently, any gaps in the supply of expertise in the emerging areas relative to the NGA's needs will occur in the future, and it's likely that NGA's need for expertise in the emerging areas will grow over time. The increasing availability of geospatial data and technology allowing NGA to tackle increasingly complex intelligence problems, which commonly require interdisciplinary approaches such as those embodied in the emerging areas, unquote. I read that only to emphasize the point that at least they understand that they've got a real problem with a multi-interdisciplinary skill sets, and how they tackle that is something that I think is going to have to feed back into the university area and may require some rethinking on what you teach either in a certificate program or in an advanced level degree program.
And you know what this turns into? It sort of turns into a little arms race between the government agencies that need people trained in whatever it is they're going to describe they need to be trained in, and the universities who may or may not have those programs in place, but the government wants to send them to these universities to get those skills. So as an example, when I was in graduate school at Penn State, one of the folks in my year was working on his PhD. He was from the USGS, and they had sent him there to get his PhD in things related to GIS, but honestly, what they wanted him to be trained in, so far as I could understand, didn't really even exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're sort of fighting against one another to sort of stay ahead, but nobody really knows what ahead looks like.
And you know what? I'm going to extend this problem not just to people in geospatial intelligence, but in an area that I want to see it promoted more, and that's just in the business area, is that there's the skill sets that are needed by the NGA are really no different than what we're finding in business. And again, for I hate to use the buzzword, but frankly, it's what we're focusing on is location analytics and the intersection of location technology and business intelligence. And that's a skill set that I don't think the business community is even thinking about. Kudos to NGA for recognizing that they've got a problem. It hasn't even hit the business world yet. They just think that they know that they like to see pretty maps with dots on them. The emerging skill set in business will be exactly the same as what NGA requires, this fusion of knowledge, because data is only going to become more voluminous, the different data types more relevant to people in business, and that's they're going to find that they've got a gap in their skill sets, two of the people they hire.
I think you're exactly right, and I think if you went into a location analytics, location intelligence kind of discussion with somebody and you said the five things we need to work on are fusion, crowdsourcing, human geography, visual analytics, and forecasting, everyone would nod their head and say yes.
Exactly right. Yeah, I think you're right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. From us here at Directions, we'd like to remind you that we do have a call for papers closing on February 1st. those folks who want to be involved in our location intelligence conference, we ask you to submit your paper as soon as possible. More information can be found at locationintelligence.net. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com, send us a tweet at directionsmag, or leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Magazine. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.